Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5 to give you a few minutes of what's on my mind on a Sunday morning. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record. However, I do want to start off by talking about COVID-19. I believe that the way to minimize the impact of COVID-19 is by as many people getting vaccinated as possible. I, for one, am vaccinated and most recently was exposed to COVID-19 from a colleague. I did exactly what I was supposed to do in accordance with the rules by staying away from folks. And then after 4 or 5 days, I think it was the 5th day, I got myself tested. I did both the PCR, the long test, along with the rapid test. The rapid test came back negative. It gave me a level of confidence, but I still waited for the PCR to come back before I got myself integrated with others. Fortunately, that also came back negative. The bottom line is, we can't get rid of COVID-19. It's going to be here, I believe, for quite some time, but we definitely can minimize its impact by conducting ourselves appropriately, especially when we feel that we're getting to be under the weather and we're not sure why that's happening. Get yourself tested, find out if it is or is not COVID-19, and then get the appropriate treatment that's available to you. Another thing I want to talk about is an upcoming town hall. I really enjoy providing information about what's happening in both District 5 along with what's happening across Carroll County, the things that are happening today, and the vision of Carroll County and what's being either developed or the concerns that we have across our community. On October 26th, I'll be having a town hall at the South Carroll Senior Center, and like always, I do one in the morning and I do one in the evening. This town hall will be focused on safety and security of our community, infrastructure within our community and county, and then also the developments that are happening across the community and the county. And I know there are some developments of concern, both commercial and residential. I want to hear from you. I truly believe in the listen, learn, lead approach, and this is the best opportunity for me to collectively listen to you about what your feelings are in some of the developments that are happening, especially down here in the Eldersburg area. We will then, across the county, be having workshops on residential zoning. We're focusing ourselves on the definitions and the mapping of the residential areas within Carroll County. Very similar to what we did with the commercial industrial employment campuses, we are now on to residential. It went through the Planning Commission most recently. It's being handed off to the Board of Commissioners, and we'll be having a handful of workshops that will be open to the public, you know, televised and available for your viewing. We'll then have public hearings and then follow up by having the decision-making process in accepting what we believe is the best approach for the residential definitions along with the zoning maps. At the end of the day, you are a part of the process, and I want to make sure that you understand that and, as best we can, allow you to be available to be a part of the discussion that we may be having when it comes to the growth in Carroll County, the development where it makes sense, and keeping the vision of our community. This was a, I don't want to say a promise that I made to you, but this was a strong approach or effort that I'm focused on when I came into office, and I'm not going to let that go. This is our community, and I want it to be our decisions on what makes sense. In order to do that, we're going to lead this together. Another pretty exciting event that's happening next weekend is we have the opportunity to celebrate over 75,000 acres of preserved agricultural property in Carroll County. That is the most in Maryland, and it is one of the highest by percentage across the United States. This is exciting because this goal was set back in 1980, and we've held on to this goal as, a vision of what we want our community to look like, and we're getting closer and closer to achieving the goal of 100,000 acres to be preserved across Carroll County. This is a major milestone, and I look forward to getting together with the other commissioners and the community in showing our appreciation for the effort across the county to making this milestone happen. Another highlight that I always seem to bring up is dealing with our veterans. We have just an awesome community taking care and focusing on our veteran population and community. From transportation needs to reaching out to our veterans and ensuring that they get the service that they deserve and that they need. I am so proud to be a part of our Veterans Advisory Council and our veterans community here in Carroll County. Nobody does it better than us. I'm absolutely convinced, and I'm told that so often by the leadership throughout the state, that we just do it so well. Continue to do it. Continue to focus. And this is not being parochial. This is me being inclusive, that we need to continue to do this for our veterans, for those also that are less advantaged, as some of us, and ensure that services are provided to those that are in need. We do such a great job of it, and it just makes me another way of saying how proud I am to be a Carroll Countyan. It is beautiful fall weather, but as you know, time flies, and I think just by getting older, seems like time flies even faster, and it's going to get colder before we know it. So having cold weather shelters on those that need warmth and ensuring that they are supplied and ensuring that we have the food pantries filled, whether they are in the churches or the community centers, we do such a good job providing food for those services. I just ask, let's just keep it up. We have them across the county, and let's make sure that we communicate to those in need on where these shelters are. And then let's service those shelters by providing the appropriate food and needs that they may have. You know, I think it was a Bombas commercial I saw. The biggest needs are socks, underwear, and t-shirts. You know, if Bombas is able to give socks, underwear, and t-shirts for everything you buy, and I'm not a paid commercial for them, I think we can look into our closets and do the same. So I just ask, reach down. And again, let's continue to take care of our community, especially as times are going to start getting colder and people are going to be in more and more need. The last thing I want to leave you with is an action item for you. I am always available via email at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. I'm relatively easy to find, and as you will find, I am very responsive. The action I have for you is reach out to me if you have a question directly. It's so much easier to build a dialogue via email and conversation than absolutely outside of social media. There's a purpose for social media, and I applaud it. However, when discussion starts happening on social media and I start getting tagged on social media, it's more difficult for me to have that conversation. And I'm always reaching out saying, send me a note and I'll get back with you. It allows me to do due diligence and homework that you deserve. So that's my action item to you. Again, it's all about giving best opportunity for me to listen to what you have to say, learn on how we can do things and continue to do things well and better, and then lead together this great community of ours. Carroll County rocks, and I'm so convinced that we are leading ourselves better and better every day. Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I'm hoping you have an awesome day. And as always, life is good.